I know all about how the Americans run their country because we have to study it at school. Every 4 years they have a contest, and whoever wins gets to be the jefe. But he can't just keep being the jefe. He can only win the contest twice, and then he has to give somebody else a chance. We have elections too, but there's only one person in the contest, Trujillo, and he has already been our jefe for 31 years. I once asked Mrs. Brown why nobody ran against him, and she hesitated and said that perhaps it would be better if I asked my parents that question. When I asked Mommy, she said, "Ask your father." And when I asked Papi, he told me to go ask Mommy. After a while, I got tired of asking. I can tell both Mommy and Papi are really glad that Mr. Kennedy is going to be the American president. Mommy thinks he is muy guapo, so handsome, with his hair and his eyes, and only 43 years old. He's also a Catholic, which is kind of like being related to us since we are in the same religious family. And most importantly, Papi says, Mr. Kennedy has declared himself a champion of democracy around the world. At the next canasta gathering, Mommy's friends all count off the families they know that have left the country. Mrs. Washburn confesses that Mr. Washburn has talked of sending his family away. She always calls her husband Mr. Washburn, as if no one will know whom she's talking about if she calls him plain Henry. I told Mr. Washburn over my dead body, she announces to the table. We leave when he leaves. We've got diplomatic immunity. That SOB's a dead duck if he dares lay a hand on us. None of the Dominican women say a word. They sip their cafecitos quietly and look at each other. Mommy, whose English has improved tremendously since the arrival of the Washburns next